هلمو 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 هلمو
هلمو. Previously on 221B Baker Street.
I know, I do too. Sometimes I wonder if we should just put him up for adoption.
What?
No, don't get me wrong. It's just, I feel his best shot would be with someone else, not with us. But it's just a thought, you know.
You know.
What?
It doesn't have to remain a thought.
Have you got mail? Well, salams to you too. I thought Bilal taught you how to greet. I repeat, have you got mail? Well, you know what they say, all the best people are.
Stop joking, Nails. How can you give Danielle up for adoption? Is it about finances? Do you not have enough money to support both of them?
Oh, please, don't be ridiculous.
Then, why don't you want your child?
Nana, what's your favorite sport?
Cricket, son. Cricket.
Cricket? Oh, I don't know how to play it.
You? What?
You don't know how to play cricket?
Wait, I'll tell him. You see, you have two teams. One team will bat and the other will bowl. Now you have to score runs.
There hasn't been any theft.
Then where are the checks?
It will need some searching for, but I guarantee you will find it in your Nana's room. You'll find it somewhere.
How do you know?
Good question. I'm afraid your Nana doesn't need me or Wasim. What he needs is a doctor.
So for now, that's all you need to do for me. If there's anything else, I'll let you know.
Okay, yeah, sure. I mean, do you need me to come in on Sundays as well?
I run a business, not a boot camp.
And now, on 221B Baker Street.
Hello, Mo. Hello, Mo. Hello, Mo. Hello, Mo.
Hello, Mo. Hello, Mo. Hello, Mo. Hello, Mo.
Hello, Mo.
Hello, Mo.
In a prison visitor's room, Shamshir sits across his latest potential clients, a prison inmate named Junaid.
Just tell me what happened from the beginning.
My mom asked her for a cup of tea. Raisa weren't happy about it. Said she ain't nobody's maid. Me and her had a bit of a fight.
Crucial.
Raisa was always getting to me, saying I weren't a real man.
Wasn't a real man?
What?
It's not weren't, it's wasn't.
Oh, grammar Nazi.
Go on.
Well, then I don't know how it happened, but suddenly my legs was kicking.
My legs were?
Yes. And you know, my dad was a soccer player, so he learned me how to kick. Taught.
What? Taught you how to kick?
Yeah, well, then I done it.
Did it?
Did it. Kicked her. Over and over and over, and I looked down and she weren't...
Wasn't
moving no more.
Anymore?
Anymore. You've got to help me. I don't know how it happened, but it was an accident, I swear.
Shamshir gets to his feet and starts walking away. Junaid starts screaming behind him.
You've got to help me, Mr. Shamshir. Wait!
I don't help oppressors.
Please, it was a mistake. Everyone says you're the best. Without you, I'll get hung for this.
No, Mr. Junaid. Not at all. You're going to get hanged for this. Ha ha!
يا من عصيت الله يوما غافلا فنسيت أن الله قد أعطاك نعم عليك كثيرة.
Bilal returns home after Salah to a deathly silence in his home. He looks around, wondering why Zakia wasn't there to welcome him with a smile, as always.
Yaghfir dhunuba
ارجو الرب الكريم كلنا خطاؤون وخيرنا التوابون افتح له قلب
سكس سكس حبيبتي
I'm you my love
سكس what's wrong are you okay
Leos, Daniel, I can't.
Calm down, love. Calm down. Now tell me what's happened.
Why didn't you take Junaid's case?
The client was spectacularly ignorant.
That again. I meant it in a...
No, he was spectacularly ignorant. His grammar was gruesome, and he thinks he can get hanged in this country. Ah, only.
Wasim looks in amazement as Shamshir pulls up in front of 221B Baker Street.
You left the prison to rush home?
There's another case.
Where?
In our apartment.
Shamshir reaches the apartment door.
Someone's been here. And it wasn't Mrs. Hassan.
Shamshir slowly opens the door and runs into the living room. The living room looks exactly like the mysterious picture he received of his apartments from an anonymous sender, except for a payoff.
Shoes. Did you buy new shoes, Sid?
Those are not our shoes. Told you someone's been inside here.
Bilal listens attentively as Zakia expresses her grievances.
Layla refuses to give Danielle to us as a foster child. She says we either do it through the adoption agency or take the highway.
I know, my love. Tahir told me the same thing.
But we can't, Bilal. We don't meet any of the requirements for adoption application. We don't even make it through the first screening procedure. So there's no hope for us via the adoption route.
Did you explain this to Layla?
Yes. I even explained how the fostering will allow her to keep in contact with Danielle. I even told her that until Danielle is mature, and with her consent, we'll explain to him why he was given to us.
What did she say then?
She said...
What? There's no way I want him to know Tahir and I are his real parents. Ever. It will only make him feel like he wasn't good enough, so we gave him away. Look, Zax, the point of giving him away is so that he doesn't suffer from an inferiority complex. Your idea will give him exactly that, an inferiority complex.
And then?
Then, I even explained that when we tell him, we'll tell him that he was given to us because you and I couldn't have any of our own children. That way, he won't see it as parents not wanting him. Rather, he'll remember his biological parents with fondness. And they kept him close, yet gave us a share of the joy of having children.
But Layla didn't even budge, did she?
No, and that's what hurts most. It's like Layla doesn't even care about anyone but herself and Tahir. Not me and not even her own son.
Calm down, Zex. Calm down, my love. It is not as bad as it seems. Allah will make a way out of this as He has done before. Don't worry.
But Bilal, they're going to give an innocent child away to complete strangers. What will happen to my poor Daniel?
Just trust in Allah. And I'll try to speak to Tahir once more, inshallah, okay?
You know what I do. Go for it.
No ways.
Go on. Take a shot.
I'm not gonna stand here so you can humiliate me while I try and deduce...
An outside eye is like an opinion. It's very useful to me.
Yeah, right.
Really?
Fine.
Wasim picks up the shoe and looks at it and its partner now lying on their coffee table.
I don't know. They're just a pair of shoes. Techies.
Trainers.
Yeah. What do you call running shoes?
Trainers.
All right. They're in good condition. I'd say they were pretty new, except the sole has been well worn, so the owner must have had them for a while. They're very 80s. Probably one of those retro designs.
You're on sparkling form, Timmy. What else?
Well, they're quite big, so a man's.
But?
But there are traces of a name inside, written in felt tip. Adults don't write their names inside their shoes, so these belong to a kid.
Excellent. What else?
That's it.
That's it?
How did I do?
Well, Simi, really well. I mean, you must know everything of importance, but, you know...
Adamant to do his best, Bilal approaches Tahir again in a final attempt to convince him to consider placing Danyal in his foster care instead of giving him up for adoption.
I don't see the problem. Send in your application to the agency and then you can adopt Danyal by the book.
That's going to be a bit problematic because...
You don't qualify for the application process, do you? See, Molana, I told you. You are not keeping the shop busy enough. I'm sorry, I can't compromise. It's either you go via the agency and adopt Danyal, or then I'll have to consider adoptive parents who are more fit.
All right, as you wish, Tahir. My offer for foster care still stays open. May Allah do what is good for both of us.
You know, Bilal, if you just agree to transport my package to Surat, we'd have enough finances to qualify you for the adoption agency. So, think about it, Bilal.
Jazakallah for your time.
Choice is yours, Bilal. Choice is yours.
Much to her relief, Amani's letter of early on her first day when an excited Layla returns home earlier than expected.
Did you manage to get them ready for me?
Yes. Alhamdulillah.
Great. You can leave now. Tahir's taking us out to dinner as a family. He'll be here soon. I'll pay you at the end of the week, okay?
Sure.
Right, I'll see you tomorrow.
Insha'Allah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wasim picks up the tacky and gives it to Shamshir. Shamshir looks at it closely as he goes into deduction mode.
The owner loved these. Scrub them clean, whiten them where they got discolored. Change the laces four times.
Wasim puts his hands on the desk and lowers his head in despair.
Even so, there are traces of his flaky skin where his fingers have come into contact with them, so he suffered from eczema. Fingers are well worn, more on the inside, which means the owner had weak arches, British made, 20 years old.
20 years old?
They're not retro. They're original.
But they look new.
Someone's kept them that way. Analysis shows they're from Florida, 10 miles west of Johannesburg.
You just said they're British made.
I said they're, not these.
Oh, you mean the owner. How do you know?
Waterfowl droppings, clear as a map reference to me, east of the lake too. So the kid who owned these trainers came to Johannesburg from Florida 20 years ago and left them behind.
In our flat?
Shamshir glares at Wasim for his inappropriate sarcasm.
Sorry, but then why are they in our flat?
Because someone put them there.
Hello, it's me. I have finally found the courage to speak about those days. I was younger.
Wasim looks at Shamshir, wondering who's singing if not him.
That doesn't sound like you singing.
Obviously. But now I know exactly who's here.
Layla is amazed by the splendor of the restaurants. Signature to their excellent service, special entertainment has been arranged for Hamza and Danielle to ensure the couple enjoys their evening.
Don't worry, Mrs. Patel. They'll be fine in the playroom. All the kids love it. You and Mr. Patel can relax and enjoy your meal. The kids will be fine.
That's exactly what I told my dear wife. You see, Lails, tonight it's all about us.
Oh, okay, all right then. Thank you. So what are we celebrating?
The fact that I'm the luckiest man alive.
It's always about you.
Maybe. But remember, I'm only the luckiest man alive as long as you are by my side.
Bilal sneaks out of bed as soon as he's sure that Zakia is asleep. His wife's tears tear at his heart, and he knows that he needs to do whatever it takes to put a smile back on her face. He goes to a corner of the house and begins.
اللهم إني أستغيرك بعلمك وأستقدرك بقدرتك وأسألك من فضلك العظيم.
Bilal carefully begins thinking about his situation.
What options do I have? Option 1. I transport the diamond, which may or may not be illegal, and Daniel will become our foster child on a mutual agreement with Dahir. The good thing about this is I'll keep Daniel as a foster child, which is easier and better than the wayward adoption process. But if the diamond is really stolen, then I am engaging in a great evil. Option 2. I agree to transport the diamond with a Kimberly certificate and then go through the adoption agency. Pros being that I know I am not doing anything haram in the transporting of the diamond. Cons being that the adoption agency will probably reject my application on a financial basis. Every option has its positives and negatives. What if the diamond is illegal? But if I don't transport the diamond, then Tahir will give Daniel away to someone else, and that will destroy Zakia. Ya Allah, what do I do? Which is the lesser evil? Does the end justify the means? Unless there is only one other solution. I'd have to do it.
That was lovely. Thanks, honey. You really spoiled me.
It was only a pleasure. Okay, let's get the kids and we can be off.
They make their way to the playroom and wait as the waitress on duty brings the children to them. Layla's heart drops when she realizes that.
Where's Danielle? Why is she only carrying Hamza?
Nails?
I'm sorry, ma'am. There's been a bit of a problem. Could you please...
What's the problem? Here, I'll take Hamza.
Where is my other child?
In circumstances that a Muslim needs to place his trust in Allah more than others, a Muslim is to plug tawakkul in his endeavor to achieve everything pertaining to the good of dunya and akhirah. However, there are certain circumstances where a Muslim needs to have extra reliance upon Allah, as was mentioned by Al-Fayruz Abadi and others. And he mentions a few of them, and I will quote seven. The first circumstance where a Muslim needs to have extra tawakkul upon his creator and ensure that his reliance upon Allah is full: when you exit from your home. When you exit from your home, know very well that Allah is going to assist you to fulfill your good endeavors. As Abi Dawood narrates in his Sunan on the authority of Anas, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, إِذَا خَرَجَ الرَّجُلُ مِنْ بَيْتِهِ فَقَالَ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ يُقَالُ لَهُ كُفِيتَ وبقيت وهديت وتنحى عنه الشيطان فيقول له شيطان آخر كيف لك برجل هدي ووقي وكفي. The messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم says, when a man goes out from his house, he should say the following dua, memorize it. Bismillah, I place my trust upon Allah, and there is no power and strength except in Him. If a person says this, it will be said to him, you shall be protected, you shall be defended, and you shall be guided. And shaitan then moves away from him. And then shaitan will say to another shaitan, how can we deal with a person who has been guided and defended and protected? So the first circumstance where tawakkul is emphasized more than any other time is when you leave your home. The second circumstance is the moment you struggle financially. عند نزول الفاقة. When you are struggling with your wealth, with your business, with your income, Allah wants to see from you tawakkul more than any other time. As At-Tirmidhi narrates in his Sunnah, on the authority of Ibn Mas'ud, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من نزلت به فاقة فأنزلها بالناس لم تسد فاقته ومن نزلت به فاقة فأنزلها بالله يوشك الله له برزق عاجل أو آجل. He says that whoever is struck with poverty and then he seeks relief from people, relief will not come to him. But whoever is struck with poverty and he seeks relief from Allah, tawakkul, from Allah, the Prophet says, relief will come to him sooner or later. This is the second situation where a Muslim's tawakkul needs to be strong. The third is when people turn away from you. You are a practicing individual, alhamdulillah, upon the sunnah, you want to pray in the masjid and call to the path of Islam, enjoying good and forbid evil. People, rather than assisting you, they start turning away from you. Place your trust in Allah and continue. Allah says, فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا, if they turn away from you, فَقُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهِ, say, Allah is enough for me. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُ, none has the right to be worshipped except Him. عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتْ, I have placed my trust in Him. وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ, He is the Lord of the great throne.